You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Tomorrow in Lansing, there will be an anti-Islam protest called the March Against Sharia. It's one of a couple dozen protests across the nation. There has not been a lot of media coverage about the march. What we have seen has been in the Metro Times. Here now is Imam Sohail Chaudhry of the Islamic Society of Greater Lansing. Thanks for joining us. These anti-Islam protesters point to the atrocities of the Islamic State or ISIS. They point to that Dearborn cleric, Ahmed Musa Jibril, whose YouTube videos might have inspired one of the attackers in London. They also note that the U.S. has been fighting Islamic extremists for more than a decade, and they see the followers of Islam as threats, as the enemy. What are they missing?
Well, the first thing that people need to know is that, you know, most of the people don't even understand the basics of the religion of Islam. There's a lot of ignorance in the country, and groups like these, they play on that ignorance. There is a $55 million Islamophobia industry within the United States, and they spread fears and lies and misconceptions about Islam and the Muslims. And then on the other side, you have the ISIS or these extremist organizations working within the Muslim world. And the problem is that neither of them represent the Islamic community or the Muslim community. We have over 1.6 billion Muslims in the world. ISIS does not represent us, and these Islamophobes do not represent us. So we have no representation, and this is one of the biggest problems that we're facing.
How are you responding? How are you and your fellow Muslims responding to this march against Sharia?
Well, you know, we are not reacting to any of these marches or these protests which are going on, because they have been going on for a very long time. What we are concentrating on is educating the general public, trying to tackle the issue of ignorance by inviting people to our center, by interacting with the churches and synagogues around us, by educating the masses on what Sharia really is. I mean, these people are saying that Sharia is coming to the United States, so, you know, oh, people, be afraid of these Muslims and be afraid of Islam. I mean, I would personally encourage anyone who wants to know what Sharia is to go to Washington, D.C., to the United States Supreme Court building, and on the north wall of the Supreme Court building, you'll find an image or a frieze of a man holding the Quran as an inspiration for the law of the United States. Sharia came to the U.S. 240 years ago when the founding fathers were drafting the Constitution and, you know, making the laws for this country. Do these people know that the right of education for people is Sharia law, that women can vote in Islam is Sharia law, that taking care of the environment is Sharia law? To be pure and to pray five times a day is Sharia law. I mean, what are they talking about when they say there shouldn't be any Sharia law in this country?
I think the fear is, and I'm not speaking on behalf of them, certainly, I think the fear is that they're going to be subject to Sharia law, and it seems foreign to them. How are the members of the Society of Greater Lansing, the Muslims in the Lansing area, how are they feeling about this demonstration?
Well, for the good thing is most of the people are not even aware of this protest going on. And, you know, most people are just ignoring these people. We are trying to spread the message of nonviolence and peace amongst our members. We're telling people to avoid this rally and avoid going to the area where they're holding this protest. As I said, we're concentrating on education. We have an Islam 101 session, which is planned the first Sunday of every month at the Islamic Center. We just had a session this Sunday on what Sharia really means and how it has contributed to the American system. Really, you know, my message to the people out there, if you really want to know who the Muslims are and what Islam is all about, reach out to your local center. You know, go in and have a visit. See what the Muslims are doing in these centers. We're praying five times a day. We're giving charity. We're, you know, doctors and engineers and physicians and instructors at different facilities. We're contributing to the American society, and that's what Sharia teaches us to do. That's what Islam teaches us to do.
An organization called Wash Away the Hate in Michigan plans a counter demonstration to the anti-Islamic demonstration. You've been asked to join that counter demonstration, and I understand you're reluctant and you're discouraging, as you mentioned, you're discouraging Muslims from participating. Why?
I mean, we're not discouraging anyone from participating, but we feel that, you know, giving too much attention to these rallies just serves their purpose. That's what they're seeking. They're looking for media attention. They're looking for counter protests. They want to interact and engage with us on that front, and we shouldn't give them the opportunity because that just plays into their hands.
This is only the latest in a number of these Islamophobic gatherings. There have been some in Dearborn and other places across the nation. What does the frequency of these kinds of events tell you?
Well, what it tells us is that, the Islamophobia industry is active and it is resourceful and they are working hard. And so we on the other side, people who love peace and people who want this country to thrive and grow in the right direction, we need to work hard as well. We need to, form relationships with each other. We need to get to know each other better. We need to educate ourselves about each other. They are active and we need to be active too.
This is the month of Ramadan, and there's a greeting, Ramadan Kareem. Can you tell us what that means?
That means the glorious Ramadan or the generous Ramadan is upon us. So, we greet each other when Ramadan comes because Ramadan is a month of peace. Ramadan is a month where we spiritually grow and we connect ourselves to God Almighty, our Creator and Sustainer.
Is it not also a month that you go out of your way to do charitable acts?
Yes, that is correct. There are statements of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in which he said that that charity in Ramadan is multiplied many fold. So a lot of Muslims around the world, and even here in the U.S., they keep their charities for the month of Ramadan, and they become very, very generous.
If you could reason with these protesters, what would you tell them when they have these deeply held beliefs about Islam and Sharia law?
What we would tell them is, as I said earlier, to reach out and come in. Our centers are open. We pray five times a day, and most of the centers around the U.S., hold sessions on Islam, on educating people, spreading awareness. We are actively involved in blood drives. We are actively involved in food drives in our communities. Come and see what we really are about rather than just, assuming things, based on what the media is teaching the people or based on these lies and fabrications which ISIS and groups like them have invented about Islam.
Imam Sohail Chaudhry is with the Islamic Society of Greater Lansing. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.